RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Daryl Ryder's going to join us at high noon. Bill Rabinowitz coming up at 12:20. Tim Reynolds at 1. How about those Cavaliers?
How about them? Hey, before we get into them, can I?
Yes.
Can Tom Withers correct the record here for a second?
It's time for Tom Withers to correct. Go ahead.
One of my followers, Craig, thank you for pointing this out. I had read the football reference columns incorrectly. Marty Schottenheimer only coached 71 games for the Cleveland Browns. The 44.
I think today the anniversary of his firing.
Wow!
I saw something on Instagram today,
and was it really?
The headline was like "Schottenheimer parts ways."
So 44-27 in five glorious years with the Browns, including a 2-4 record in the postseason, and we can all remember those for various reasons. But thanks for pointing that out, Craig. My bad.
We got that fixed.
See, now don't you feel better?
I do.
I'm trying to find the exact date. It was either today or within the last 24, 48 hours. And it was the newspaper heading. It was just saying that they had parted ways. And I was like, wow, it's an anniversary day for that. It would make sense, right?
Parting ways?
Yeah, I was bummed when he left. I mean, and then again, I was bummed when they went away from Sam when I was a kid. So
yeah, of course.
What are you going to do? How about the Cavaliers?
How about them?
Yes, let's talk about something good here for a second.
How about them?
Cavaliers 113-101 win over the Spurs last night, 37 in the fourth quarter. Tell me about this game, my friend.
So they played the kind of game that you saw the Cavs play last year, which was, you know, sharing the ball. Obviously, it was a night where Donovan Mitchell was not on, but others picked up the slack, most prominently Jared Allen, who clearly got the message from above. To kind of step it up a little bit. But I think bigger than that was the way that the guards were kind of feeding the posts. You know, both Mitchell and Garland were driving the lane and looking for their bigs. And, you know, obviously Wembanyama is a force inside, but he's not the bruiser that's going to turn you away at the rim, right? It's a little bit more finesse. So, you know, the Cavs attacked the basket, and it was great to see. You know, they didn't lean on the three ball like they've done way too much this year. Mm. And it was great to see. And there was an interesting lineup change in that Lonzo Ball was available and did not see the floor. And, you know, he's had a strange kind of beginning here in Cleveland. And I've been waiting to see whether or not he was going to have a you know, what his role would be. And I think with Sam Merrill now back and healthy, and he took a couple shots last night. He got hit in the mouth at one point. Mm. And took a couple other pretty hard falls, but it was going to be interesting to see where and if Lonzo fits in here going forward. I think defensively, he gives you something. He gives you some length as a guard that allows you to get Garland off the floor in some interesting situations. But I thought offensively, there was a little more flow, and I thought it began with, again, them trying to get the bigs involved and the bigs stepping up.
You know, you look at the starting five they used last night, Wade, Allen, Mobley, Mitchell, and Garland, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just like, I feel comfortable with that. I don't know that. I mean, Kenny, let's clear the air on this. What do you think all this talk about Kenny maybe not being the man for the job right now? This thing has percolated for about 2 weeks right now, and I'm sitting here going, they've got all kinds of injury problems. I don't like the way they're playing at the end of the game, but that's clearly correctable.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy was coach a year last year. No one had a problem with him. This isn't exactly the David Blatt conversation. Like, Blatt and LeBron
totally
were not on the same page. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
LeBron was running the team, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, this is a much different situation.
Yeah, and I think it's nonsense. I think the fact that, to your point with LeBron, I mean, Donovan and Kenny are about as aligned as you can have a superstar and coach be in this league, right?
Right.
And I think they've got a very healthy relationship and a friendship and what have you. And I like the way that, you know, Donovan has been so demonstrative at times this year on the sideline. I mean, you've seen him take over during some timeouts, which is very LeBron-esque too, by the way.
Sure,
right?
But if you have a good relationship with the coach and it's working, then why would you walk away from it?
The best teams are player-led teams, right? We've heard that for forever. And so that's been good to see. I've also been encouraged. I want to kind of put that to bed. I think that talk about Kenny Atkinson's job being on the line was nonsense. I really do. Especially to your point, Andy, in that they've been dealing with injuries since day one. I think they've only had like their starting group together they said it last night on the Peacock broadcast. It's been like 60 total minutes all year with the original starting five they wanted.
But here's my other point, because I'm also one of those people that believes the NBA season is way too long. And I'll be honest, last year caught my eye before Christmas because they were doing so well.
Yeah.
It was hard not to pay attention.
Of course.
And not to want to get totally involved with that. But I think our years with LeBron taught us something, and last year should have taught you something too, that just because you're having success early on in the year doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to play out at the end of the year. I still think they need to get, and as we saw in the Knicks game on Christmas, they need to get tougher at the end of the game. I need to see something a little bit different when they get towards the playoffs. And guess what? Things start ramping up now. They do. And the question is, are you going to hit the panic button at the trade deadline? Which I don't know that they can even do because of the second apron.
No, there's all kinds of limitations on them. Yeah, and you make a great point too, Andy. It's like, you know, just everybody just take a deep breath here. Like, we're not even to January 1st. And, you know, we've been talking to these players about all these issues, and they've been building and they've been manifesting. And we saw a really poor performance in Houston on the weekend, which was borderline unacceptable.
Oh, and Kenny was not happy.
And what did Kenny come out and say, right? He said, I thought the game was over in the first quarter. I'm not one to usually say this. And he basically called his guys out, you know, with the exception of Jalen Tyson, who, by the way, continues to impress me. I think I've seen growth.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And this kid, we talked about Shador. Yeah. I almost make an equivalent here. This kid is getting better. It seems like every time he goes out there, they had a great play last night where Donovan gave him basically a no-look alley-oop pass from midcourt for a dunk, which was fantastic. And I tell you what, the other thing that has been impressive, especially in a game like last night, Mitchell was off the floor for long segments where the Cavs were making, you know, they were making hay. They were doing their thing without him out there, and that's very important. I like seeing Craig Porter Jr. out there more. It seems like the kid makes a play as soon as he takes the floor. So I thought it was encouraging overall. I like the fact that, you know, Evan Mobley wasn't forcing things, but he got points when they needed them. You know, he was aggressive when he needed to be. And it was a nice kind of turnaround after a really bad game in Houston.
All right, so can we feel like the season starts now? Is that fair? I know they're 18 and 16 right now, and you know, I think I'll breathe easier when I look at the standings and they're not in the play-in thing. I hate the play-in.
Well, some people will tell you the season starts in April, which is, you know, that you can make that argument as well, because
you could, but you got to make it. You still got to make it.
No, I know that, and the playoffs become a very different sport. So yeah, I to your point, Andy, the season is entirely too long. I almost wish that it would be structured where it was like, you know, two half seasons, and then you take the winners of
minor league baseball.
Well, yeah, almost. Yeah. I mean, it's almost to that point, because it does
first
get too
half
long.
Champion.
And then, you know, the injuries continue to mount, right? I mean, and we're going to see that again. I guarantee you, once we get to the postseason, you know, guys are going to start breaking down. And when you see a guy like Jokic, and it happens, and it's a violent sport and contact sport and all that stuff, injuries are going to pop up. The Cavs have dealt with as many injuries as any team in the league to this point in the first half. So again, I'll reemphasize, I thought it was important to see Garland play the way that he did. I thought it was important for the team to play, you know, well as a unit on the night that Donovan Mitchell is not having his best game. And Jared Allen stepped up. And I know people say, he's not tough enough, whatever. Okay, if you're going to take Jared Allen away from here, how do you fill it in, right? Then what do you become? I still tend to believe in this core four. Is it a championship team? Not yet. Can it get there? Yeah, maybe.
The stat that I thought was important last night was Mobley and it was Allen last night. Who Jared had 10. That's right.
27 and 10.
Yeah, and he had 10, but he had 8 defensive rebounds. How many times do you watch this team, especially late in the game, where they just jack up a 3 and there's no rebound? And there's no even, like, you don't even have anybody in the ballpark to get a rebound. That's hard. That's when I say it's hard to watch this team. That's when it's hard. Because you, not only are you not, I just think it's unbelievably selfish. Sometimes we just come down there and you may have room to shoot the 3, but you may not. And then you take it and you still take it. And there's really no one underneath to try to get a rebound. Like, I just, that to me is not enjoyable basketball.
No, you're right.
And it's not team basketball. And I think that's what I like. What I like, this team can move the ball better. You know, it can be one of the best teams in the last decade at moving the ball. We saw that last year.
Yeah.
Man, it's just, it's ballet, or it's poetry. Yeah, it's so much fun. And then, they're going to come down, throw up a 3. No one there to get a rebound. It was a 3-point game. Now we're down 12.
Well, and I think that message is finally resonating with the players, right? Because I know Kenny and his staff have struggled with that this year. They were not happy the fact that they were shooting 44 threes a game. I think they're still averaging in the high 30s. I think they're one of the top two or three teams in the league in terms of attempts. In terms of makes, though, they've been like, you know, 15 to 20 or worse. So, you know, probably interesting to watch here going ahead. As I mentioned, you know, taking DeAndre Hunter out of the starting lineup, I thought was a good move and a necessary move. I think now maybe sitting Lonzo Ball for some periods, as long as Sam Merrill is healthy. Obviously, that's a huge part of that equation. So, yeah, they're figuring it out. Again, I think this is a step in the right direction. Got a couple of tough games coming up, you know, again this week. They got the Pistons here at home on Sunday, which I think will be an interesting matchup. Anytime JB is back in the building with, oh, by the way, one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference this year so far.
Does that aggravate the front office?
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think
ownership?
Maybe to a degree.
And it's still Detroit?
Yeah.
I
think there's a good healthy rivalry there. I think it's going to be fun to see the way these two teams go at each other. I'm a big Cade Cunningham fan. I wasn't so much when he was coming out of college, because I didn't think it was necessarily going to equate to being a good pro. He's a great pro. I mean, you could argue he's probably one of the top 10 players in the league at this point. So I don't think it gets under management skin. I think, you know, Andy, you and I know Dan as well as anybody. You know, he's got patience to a point, but I think he also understands, you know, much like we've talked about with the Browns, I think he understands what his coach and that staff has been dealing with to this point this year.
I think the thing that I've noticed, you know, over the last week, even with one bad game, and there is that they seem to be getting the gook out of the engine, you know, the engine's starting to
gum out.
Gum out. That's exactly what they are. And so, you know, as you start to watch the rest of the season, I mean, are we really going to care that they lost the game in November or December if they're playing great late down the road? No, we're not going to care. It's baseball and basketball.
If you bet on them and lost, then you probably have a different opinion, right?
No one has patience.
I just
watched Indiana last year, and I was like, Yeah, I guess the regular season didn't mean anything, did it?
I just, what bothers me as much as anything, Andy, and I'm sorry to, it just, when people, their immediate reaction is fire the coach.
Oh, it's the easiest thing ever.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So, and obviously, you know, the loud voices are always heard, right? And that doesn't mean you necessarily have to listen to them.
Good point.
Thank
and
you.
If you're talking,
thank
you're
you.
Not listening.
Be a good listener.
Grader. Yes. Wait, what'd you say?
Be a good listener.
Huh?
What?
Daryl Ryder's coming up next, and we'll have
dangerous Daryl,
and then we'll have Bill Rabinowitz. So we got a ton of stuff, especially if you like Ohio State, man. We are going to get into it here a little bit later in the show. It's Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.